Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining the Psy Effect Radio Show today. I am your host, Psy. Today, we're going to raise awareness regarding AIDS and HIV. I can remember the first time that I heard or read about AIDS was when the actor Rock Hudson, who was once married to the actress Elizabeth Taylor, was infected with AIDS and that he died from pneumonia. And now, back then, this was in the early 80s, and it was rumored that he was gay. Well, actually, bisexual, because he was involved in relationships with both men and women. And I think it came out after his death that he was definitely involved in a homosexual relationship prior to his death. That was the very first time that I heard of AIDS. And I think I was like maybe 12, 10, 12. I don't even remember, child. But I think I blocked the 80s out of my mind. But that was just like, okay. It wasn't really like a wake-up call at the time. It was like, okay, he died from AIDS. What is AIDS? Blah, 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 blah. But it wasn't until in the early 90s when Irvin Magic Johnson came out regarding his HIV positive status that it really woke everyone up. It's like, whoa, wait a minute. Magic Johnson is HIV positive? And the first thing that people were saying was, wow, he must be bisexual, because that was the stigma that was attached to having AIDS or HIV, is that you had to be bisexual in order to get it. But he then said at the time later that he did not contract the AIDS by being bisexual, and that it was definitely through a heterosexual relationship. And then there was the next time that I heard about AIDS, which was also in the 90s, I want to say 95, 96, where this beautiful woman by the name of Ray Lewis Thornton. And she was on Oprah, and she also shared her HIV positive status with the world. And if I'm not mistaken, she was the first black female to go public regarding her HIV status. And that was just mind-blowing. I looked at this woman, and I want to say back then I was probably 20. I was in my 20s, early 20s. I think I just turned 20. And I saw her, and I said, wow, she's so beautiful. And you can't tell that she had HIV or AIDS. You could not tell. I mean, even with Magic Johnson, you couldn't tell. They didn't look sick. And that is the stigma that a lot of people associate AIDS with, because a lot of people don't find out that they're HIV positive or have AIDS until the final stages of it, to where you really start to look sick, where it's due to a weight loss or sores, or, you know, whatever it may be. And that is the stigma that is attached. And it's so untrue. You do not have to look a certain way to have AIDS. My guest today is Hydea Broadbent. Hydea appeared on the Oprah Winfrey Show at the age of 6 years old, and that's when her raising awareness started. She was born with AIDS, and the doctors told her that she wouldn't live past the age of 5. Well, guess what? They were wrong, and God does not make any mistakes. Hydea is with us today, and she's going to share her journey of what life has been like living with AIDS. But before we get to Hydea, I want to share some statistics with you guys. Did you all know that women now account for 1 out of 4 of all new AIDS and HIV cases? And also, more than half are African-American women. Wow. Every 9.5 minutes, a person contracts HIV. And 1 in 5 don't even know their status. Nearly 600,000 people have died of AIDS in the U.S. Approximately 1.1 million people are living with AIDS. Now, if you would like to find out more information by logging on to www.aids.org, and you can also check out the nearest testing sites so that you can get tested. Take a friend, take a couple of friends. You know, that's your support system. Everyone get tested together. I feel that if you can party together, you can get tested for HIV together. Why not? Also, there's a movie that I saw a couple of years ago called 1 Week. And I actually had a chance to speak with the guy that was in the film. It's an indie film. His name is Eric Lane. And what the film was about is a guy and his fiance was getting married, and they decided to get tested for HIV because I can't remember exactly why they got tested, but they got tested for HIV prior to getting married, and they had to wait 1 week for the results. And let me tell you, in this film, 1 week took, it felt like forever. And I'm sure that's how it feels for a lot of people when they're getting tested. But you no longer have to wait a week anymore, unless you're going to your personal physician and they send the blood out and you have to wait that, you know, period of time for it to come back. But if you go to a facility that provide rapid testing, you can learn your results within 20 minutes. It's just a fingerprint. I actually did that, and it was 20 minutes. And the way the process works is that you go in. They sometimes ask for ID. They sometimes don't. You can go to an anonymous facility, and if they don't ask for ID, they will provide you a number. You will be a number, not a name. Prior to the testing, they'll ask you a series of questions. What's your sexual history been like? A lot of the questions are risky sex. For instance, if you're a drug user, if you indulge in anal sex and stuff like that. And usually it all depends on the facility, but usually those questions are being asked while you're awaiting for the test. So by the time they're done with the test, by the time they're done with the questions, the results are ready, just that fast. And if you learn then that you are positive, they will then go with provide another series of questions that you have to ask regarding the partners, all of your partners that you've been with, so they can be notified. And if I'm not mistaken, after that, I think that you will be notified by the health department as well to get a list. So, you know, there's ways that they'll get in contact with everyone that you've been in contact with or had any sexual contact with. So it's a scary process. It's a scary process. So that's why it's so important to wrap it up. Wrap it up. All right. We'll be right back with Hydea Broadbent right after this. Attention all artists. Would you like your music to be heard by thousands, possibly millions of listeners all around the world? You can be featured on the PsyEffect Radio Show. Simply email your bio and music to thepsyeffect@gmail.com for consideration.
Welcome to the PsyEffect, Hydea.
Hi, thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. Let me pay my applause. I'm a little late with it. My applause is on TP time. Thank you for joining me today. How are you feeling?
I'm okay. I am well. Thank you for asking.
That's good. And how is your family?
My family is good. Everyone's doing good. Thank you.
Great. I remember seeing you at, I think, five or 6 years old on Oprah with those little cute, chubby little cheeks. And you were sharing your story then, and you had me, and I'm sure millions of other people, in tears as you told your story. How old are you now?
I am 28. They said I want to live past the age of 5.
Wow. And here you are. Here you are. And now, what are the doctors saying is the reason why you were able to surpass the time frame that they gave you originally?
I don't think that you know, there were some kids and some people who contracted AIDS in the 80s who, you know, a lot of people actually made it. We did lose a lot of people, but there are people who actually made it. So I think just the advancements in medications and being on the research and protocol are some of the reasons why I'm here today.
Now, are you single?
Yes, I am.
How has dating been for you? Was your status the first topic that came up if they didn't know about you or know about your status?
You know what? When I was younger, it was pretty easy because the people, the guys that I grew up with in my neighborhood and at school, they kind of already knew, so I never had to really break it down for them. But for me, dating was kind of, I've dated a person who liked me but couldn't really deal with the fact that I had AIDS and had a complex, and that kind of affected me negatively. And then I met someone who did not care that I had AIDS and was very open in public, and he just kind of didn't care about what people had to say.
That's great. I have a question from Instagram. When I announced to everyone that I was going to have you on the show, everyone remembered you. Everyone remembers your story. And Mocha, let's see, her name is I Am Mocha Renee from Instagram. She wants to know, how do people respond to your being HIV positive these days, since more people are more aware of the statistics, especially in our urban communities?
I don't really receive any negative treatment. I haven't faced any discrimination. I think that people are more open and understanding, but I do know that there is still stigma around. We have people who lose their jobs. We had a young man in Pennsylvania who was denied access to a school because he was HIV positive. So there is still some stigma around. But for me personally, I haven't faced too much. You know, people really don't say stuff to my face, maybe behind my back, but other than that, life is fine.
Do you think people are not afraid of the disease anymore? I know you've been out, you know, you've been talking to college students and, you know, everyone basically. Do you think people are just, okay, I can get HIV, but there's medication. Look at Hydea. She's beautiful. She looks healthy. She's still here. I'll be okay if I catch it.
I think we're very complacent. People are not scared of AIDS because they don't know the true reality of what life with AIDS is like. I mean, people only see me on the good days when I'm out, but there are some days where I can't get out of bed. There are days when the medication is affecting me and it's affecting my stomach, and people also don't understand how costly this disease is, how much the medications cost. So while you can live a long life, it's hard. It's not easy. So if anyone is HIV negative, we would say please stay that way.
I hear you. That's good advice. Do you want to have children in the future? And can you have them naturally?
You know what? I would love to be married and have children at some point. With advancements in medication, women can have children naturally without passing HIV on to their child or their sexual partner. So it is a possibility. So for me, it's just about, you know, God sending that person into my life.
And what steps have you taken to stay as healthy as possible?
You know what? As I get older, I'm learning to eat better, to take vitamins, just exercise, take care of my body, because while the medications are great and they help suppress the virus, they can also actually be kind of toxic on your body. So you have to just do, like, I take just natural vitamins, just making sure my bones are okay, or things that help my heart and my mind. I just become more active, trying to do simple things like maybe walk to the corner store or bike ride or try to walk on the treadmill for 30 minutes a day, just, you know, to keep my body in good shape overall, not just because I have AIDS, but just because I want to live a healthy life.
What are some HIV AIDS myths that are out there that you can dispute for some people right now?
I think a lot of people still think of AIDS as a gay disease. It only affects the person if they're gay. We have a certain image in our mind of what somebody with HIV/AIDS looks like. They have to be a dirty person who sleeps around with a lot of people, or an IV drug user, or if you're in a different class economically, it's not going to affect you, and that's incorrect. I think we just need to understand that the H in HIV stands for human, meaning that it can happen to anyone at any time. So we just have to just talk about it. And also, we look at AIDS like a moral disease, immoral, that people did something wrong to contract the virus. And so I feel like there's a lack of sympathy for people who have HIV/AIDS. It's kind of, oh, that's what they get. But I always say we should just treat people who have HIV/AIDS with common courtesy and respect, because when you see someone with lung cancer, you don't think, oh, that's what they get for those smoking those cigarettes. So why do we have a certain stigma or outlook towards people who are living with AIDS?
I completely agree with you. What advice would you give someone that is afraid of getting tested? You know, they've probably been in multiple relationships and have been having unprotected sex, and they're just afraid of knowing their status. What would you say to them?
What I would say to them is just knowing your status means that, A, you can protect yourself and start medications if you're positive. And also knowing your status means you won't be unknowingly infecting others in case you do have HIV. And it all depends on the type of human being you want to know. First, you need to get an HIV test because you need to protect yourself, but also because you need to protect others. I would say that AIDS is not the death sentence that it once was. There are medications. People are living longer. So AIDS is a manageable disease. But I don't say that for people to go out there and say, well, hey, I don't have to use condoms or talk to my sexual partners. If I get it, I could just pop a pill. Because like I said, these medications are very expensive. And with America being in the recession right now, there are people who don't have access to their medications in different states and cities. So just think about what you do before you do it and really make wise choices.
Regarding the medication, you said it's very expensive. Do you have insurance, or does insurance not cover you? How does that work?
I am on ADAP, the AIDS Drug Assistance Program, that helps pay for your medication and your doctor visits. That's what I'm currently receiving right now.
Okay. And can anyone sign up for that if they're without health insurance or without a job, to where they can't get health insurance?
If you have HIV, each state goes off of a different income requirement, but it has something to do with your income and being at the poverty level. So it depends on basically your income and what you can afford. But in most states, if you have HIV, you can get ADAP. That's exactly what it was implemented for. It's part of the Ryan White Care Act.
Okay. I see that you're very active in Cyberworld on Twitter and stuff like that. How do you feel, you know, people tend to tweet things that they probably wouldn't say to someone's face?
I don't have followers like that. Like, I'm very selective with who I follow because, I don't want my timeline filled with cussing, and I don't want this drama. So I'm very selective about who I follow, like in my personal life. I use that on Twitter. But I think that it's just an overall, I think society, we just kind of have to educate, and we have so many negative influences of how people should act or what behavior is acceptable. So it's always not saying that they're a bad person if they're sexually expressive, but just we always have to we just have to kind of fight between the good and the evils of the world and just educate. And I think that if you follow people like that, then if you see someone who says something about HIV/AIDS, then retweet it, and after a while, it will get their attention.
Are you able to have a somewhat normal sex life when you are in a relationship?
I mean, yes, you can. When you have HIV or AIDS, it doesn't mean that your sexual parts no longer work. So anyone who has HIV/AIDS can have sex, but that's not something that I'm really focusing on right now. I'm not a virgin by any means, but I'm not focusing on sex right now. I'm trying to accomplish some of my goals and just get myself together. So sex doesn't really play a big part in my life right now.
Okay. And what are some things that you're doing? I mentioned earlier that, you know, you're an AIDS activist, which you've been doing since a young age. You're also a motivational speaker. What are some other projects that you're working on?
Well, I'm in the process of writing my memoir. I'm also going to be producing some specials. One is for young kids that deal with stigma and HIV, and then also HIV and hip-hop. So hopefully, you know, those projects will keep me a little, I think I'll be kind of busy with those, but I still do my HIV speaking and awareness, and so that's what I'm doing right now.
That's great. Tell us something about Hadiya that no one knows.
I don't know. I think that I'm very sarcastic. I am sweet. I am a nice person. But I also I'm kind of feisty. I don't like to feel like I'm a pushover or that people are, you know, pushing over on me. So I think I'm kind of feisty, and that's what probably people wouldn't understand or know, that I'm feisty or very sarcastic. I could be very sarcastic at times.
Now, what do you like to do for fun, Hadiya?
Most of the time, I just enjoy being at home around my family and my friends. I'm really laid back. I enjoy the movies, going out to eat. I used to go to the clubs a lot, but I really don't do that anymore. So, just hanging out. I would love to go dancing with my girls, maybe to a lounge or something. But very laid back. I enjoy, like, my perfect evening would be in a room full of family and friends playing, you know, just dance on Wii or Taboo. So that's what I like to do.
I wanted to ask you that because I wanted to prove to people that you can have a normal life and be HIV positive, and it's okay. People don't have to be ashamed of their status, and they don't have to be afraid to learn their status.
Right. I feel like the more we do and the more people we have out there that are speaking on HIV/AIDS, I think people will take the time to get tested and not be so much ashamed or, you know, scared.
You know how you go out with your girlfriends and you go shopping and tell people to, hey, go out with your girlfriends and let's all get tested together. And we give each other the support regardless of if it's negative or if it's positive. You know what I mean? Just have an HIV testing party. You know, the more people, the merrier.
That's a great idea. Just have a group of girls and, you know, make sure that, you know, you have a support system. So I think that is a great idea.
How can everyone connect with you in Cyberworld? Are you on, I know you're on Twitter, are you Instagram, Facebook, all those good things?
I do not have an Instagram. I'm on Twitter. I'm pretty active on Twitter because I just like to, I think I tweet too much, but I just enjoy Twitter. I do it with my friends and my family. And I also use it to post HIV/AIDS awareness, and I also tweet about just regular everyday things or struggles that I'm going through. I am on Facebook. My group page is full, but I do have a like page, and I also have videos on YouTube that I create PSAs and put them out there, so that's what I do.
Fabulous. I'm going to connect with you on Facebook, and I actually retweet a lot of the things that you share on Twitter, and I love your tweets. Don't think you tweet too much because you're reaching someone every time you tweet. You're reaching a new person, you know, so I love them. I retweet them. I want to thank you for coming on the PsyEffect Radio Show, and I wish you much, much more success and great health, and hope you're here another 80 years. To continue to spread awareness regarding AIDS and HIV, and hopefully we'll have a cure soon.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for joining us. I hope you enjoyed the show. Don't forget to connect with us on Facebook, the PsyEffect fan page. Also, I am Psy on Twitter. So tune in next time on The Side.